This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm very excited to have him back on the show. He is Jamie Carson. He is the CEO of Soupman, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol S-O-U-P. Jamie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. Nice to be here.
You know, tell my listeners what exactly Soupman, Inc. is. You guys are a manufacturer of a multi-channel marketer, and you guys have premium soups. Can you tell us a little bit more about your space and your company?
We are the soup made famous on the Seinfeld show. The episode involving the soup Nazi turns out to be based on a real soup chef by the name of Al Yegane. And we own Al's company. And the fellow that played the soup Nazi on Seinfeld is an actor by the name of Larry Thomas. He does our marketing. And we make what we think is the best soup in the world. We specialize in the premium soup space. We're making a lot of seafood variety soups, lobster bisque, shrimp bisque, crab corn chowder are some of our fan favorites. We have our distribution out to approximately 6,500 stores right now, grocery stores around the country. We're in some of the largest accounts around the country, Kroger's, Publix, ShopRite, Wegmans, Albertsons, Safeway, to name a few. Now Costco, we just shipped Costco a big order. And we make delicious soup, and we roll on.
You know, I find your business interesting, and I'll tell you why. One of these soups that you guys put out, and you just said about it, the lobster bisque, that doesn't get spoiled anything. It has to do with your packaging, correct?
Yeah, we're using state-of-the-art Tetra Recart packaging, which is really like the iPhone 7 of packaging. It's environmentally friendly. No BPAs or preservatives are used in the making of the product. The packaging is, it goes through this incredibly sophisticated retort machine. And once it comes out of that, the product is able to be shelf stable for 2 years. So it's Tetra. It looks like a wax paper, and it's sitting on shelf with our signature checkerboard colors on each package.
My guest today is Jamie Carson. He is the CEO of Soupman. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol S-O-U-P. When it comes to space in the aisles and the grocery stores and stuff like that, are you guys gaining shelf space? Where are we at in that share of the market?
Yes, we're gaining shelf space. We're adding SKUs to existing accounts, and we are gaining new accounts. And that's all because the soup is selling. So we're up against the big boys, and they have a tremendous amount of market share. But we're making inroads, slowly but surely.
You know, your stock's currently around 3 cents a share. Your market cap's a little bit north of 2 million. I feel that you guys are completely undervalued. What is your game plan in 2017 to get things moving?
We are going to grow our grocery channel, which is a big part of our go-forward strategy. We are also getting into the convenience store channel. We are launching this new Heat and Eat program, which is an 11-ounce Tetra carton, a single-serve size, next to the microwave. And we're going to be serving that in cups, not bowls, single-serve. We're expanding our product line into broths. We love the broth business. You know, we have our store on 55th Street and 8th Avenue in New York City, the original store. And we test product there all the time. And the broth business for us is doing very, very well. We're getting tremendous reads on that. So we'll be taking that to wholesale. And as we move forward into 2017, back half 2017 and into 2018, we're looking at expanding our food service business. We also package soup in frozen 4-pound bags. And we are having great success in that bulk business. We sell some of that product to the New York City school systems. We are doing a little test at Subway in the bulk side of the business. And we'd like to expand that bulk business into the food service channel come 2017.
Jamie, if I can ask you, are you guys doing any white labels for any companies?
We are currently not, but we certainly are focused on it. What we think we can do there is take some of the soups that lend itself to that business. It wouldn't necessarily be lobster bisque or shrimp bisque, but we could certainly do varieties of soup for some of the big accounts in Tetra.
I would like for you to tell my listeners, how did you get involved in this business? How you became the CEO of this publicly traded company?
Well, I was formerly the CEO of the Steve Madden Footwear Company. And after a great run there, went into the restaurant business and opened a bunch of restaurants and had the good fortune to sell them. And the folks from Soupman contacted me and said, hey, you know, you have an interesting combination of skills, food, marketing, come talk to us. And, you know, I had the product. First, I wasn't interested, but once I had the product and I saw how small the business was and I saw what the opportunity was, and I see this unbelievable packaging coming together with this great product that nobody else is really selling. Nobody really selling lobster bisque, and I assure you no one is selling shrimp bisque.
Right.
You know, it was a no-brainer for me. So that's how I got into it.
You know, I was, you know, earlier we were talking about expansion of your company and everything. M&A, do you see anything M&A on the horizon here in the first or second quarter of 2017?
We are constantly looking at targets that would fit into what we're doing. And it could take the form of several different avenues. It could be another broth company. It could be a company that wants to pack tomato sauce, let's say, in Tetra, that would give us more product to sell into the channels that we're selling. What makes our company really unique is we have 6,500 points of distribution right now.
Absolutely.
So it's up to us to fill that channel with product. And that's what we're doing. So, yes, to answer your question, short answer is we're constantly looking at acquisitions, and we have our eye on a few things.
You know, you guys are having no problem with the scalability, the product. I mean, to supply 6,500 stores, that's a lot of product.
Right. We make everything here in the United States, in Wisconsin. The product gets, the facility is state-of-the-art. Production capacity is not a problem at all, and we could add a lot more on. And so, yeah, I mean, we make it in the U.S., and it gets shipped from the middle of the country to wherever it has to go.
Can we talk a little bit about the balance sheet, dilution, and maybe toxic debt? Do you guys have any of that?
We have no toxic debt.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we have zero toxic debt.
You know, that's one of the biggest problems with OTC companies. They don't rely on their revenues to come in to fund everything. They start go out and borrowing money, and they don't have a widget to sell. Their revenues are not increasing. But it's not the case with Soupman Incorporated. They have a real product. They have real revenues. to me, they're completely undervalued. My guest today is Jamie Carson. He is the CEO of Soupman. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SOUP. In closing here, Jamie, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
I would just like to say that try our soup. If you like our soup, look at our stock. The soup is fantastic. We're coming out with new varieties, and just keep your eye on Soupman.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. We're going to check back with you guys in a couple months, and congratulations on your new contract with Costco. I'm sure that's going to bring revenues and bring it that to the bottom line. Again, our guest today is Jamie Carson. He is the CEO of Soupman. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SOUP. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Everett.